Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Hey, we're back to it again, another week closer to the end of 2020. That means something to us, right? Hey there, welcome into another installment of the Mind Your Business podcast series. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks to those of you that are subscribers to this podcast. Hopefully you enjoy it each and every week. To those of you that have downloaded it for the first time, hey, go to where you get your podcasts and subscribe. We're everywhere, all over those platforms. You can get this show digitally downloaded into your podcast inbox each week as we talk about business-related items here in the Boone and High Country community. And yes, maybe we are celebrating the fact that 2020 is almost over now. We're ready for some new storylines and new opportunity. And with that opportunity comes some great news that was delivered yesterday by Appalachian Regional Healthcare System. As we record this on Thursday morning, Wednesday evening, Appalachian Regional Healthcare System announced that they were going to be receiving the Moderna vaccine as early as next week, and we'll begin to administer that to frontline healthcare workers, and that starts our vaccine story here in the High Country. App Healthcare is also working on getting involved in that pipeline as well, with having a vaccine option available for community deployment also. So, this is going to take some time to fully deploy. I don't think that's any secret at this point in time, but it's great to know that we're getting that process started, and we can get our frontline healthcare workers protected and make sure that they can continue to deliver the valuable services that they have been providing us for months now as we fight this pandemic. And certainly our hospital numbers have ebbed and flowed down a little bit this week, but up last week. And that's just going to continue to be the roller coaster ride that we're going to see in terms of hospitalizations. Hopefully we can make the best use of our facilities here and stretch out those resources as best as we possibly can. So again, thanks to all of you that have been practicing the three W's, doing what you can to keep Boone healthy. It's been very important. There was an article that was written in the Watauga Democrat this week, as a matter of fact, that really gets into the storyline of the fatigue mentally and physically that our frontline healthcare workers are facing right now. So anything that we can do to help take some of the burden off of them and what they've gone through is certainly a step in the right direction. So we've got a lot to cover today. Our program is going to be centered around finance. This is our quarterly check-in with Jonathan Allen from Allen Wealth Management. And he always brings, no pun intended here, a wealth of information about what we are seeing in the financial sector. Now, again, we are recording this on Thursday morning. We have not seen yet a fully approved version of what Congress has been working on for the last, really deeply for about the last 48 hours or so, on trying to get another version of stimulus passed through the House before the holidays. Looking like right now around $900 billion, extension of unemployment benefits again, looking at some payments back out to families again, and eviction protections. Those are some of the big picture things that are at least being discussed right now. Again, we haven't seen the final version of that, so we can't fully understand exactly what all is in there. But it is good to see that there is some conversation around stimulus because it's needed. In this community, it is needed. Communities all over the country, it is needed. There are a lot of folks that, even with the holiday volume that we've seen and ski season getting off to a good start, things along those lines, still some folks that are awfully razor thin on that margin line right now. So anything that we can do to protect them in one way, shape, or form financially can be beneficial and make the rebound just that much better. So we will, once that legislation is indeed fully authorized by Congress, signed by the president, we will do our best to break that down for you as we have before and let you know exactly what those details are. Jonathan is going to mention stimulus a bit in our conversation, but again, just keep in mind that we recorded this prior to any action that Congress took, so it won't be as specific as it might be if you listen to this after that all went down. Okay, but some of the other things he wants to or will talk about include, again, a little bit more forecasting on the interest rate scenarios that are out there. That's always a popular topic with Jonathan when it comes to this. And also just some good financial advice for the closing of the year. There are a lot of questions that are out there, more questions than there normally are at this time of year, about how PPP forgiveness will go, about how stimulus payments will affect our own personal income taxes. There are still some things that need to be settled by Congress, the IRS, in some cases, the Fed. So Jonathan will kind of outline what some of those things are so you know what storylines to follow. So again, great information coming from Jonathan, and we'll have that conversation for you in just a few minutes. Again, as we record this on Thursday, a little bit later this evening, we will be debuting our hour-long documentary, Silver Linings, which is the story of the high country response to the COVID-19 pandemic, as told through the experiences of our 2020 Community Award winners. We put that list out, I believe, on Tuesday of this past week, and it was great to be able to honor 9 individuals or businesses. There were more people, but 9 awards were given out that went to folks that were deeply involved in the COVID-19 response here. We wanted to theme our annual awards this year around that because there were so many impactful folks and organizations and businesses and efforts that went into making sure we survived the onset of everything. And during the spring, we were able to maneuver through the summer and again have been able to keep things moving along here in the wintertime, despite the fact that we've had more concerns on the health, the public health side of this than maybe we did back in the spring initially. So the full list of those winners are available at boonechamber.com. I would encourage you to go and read that story so you can get a little bit of perspective as to where everybody kind of came into this conversation. But then the documentary that was put together through a partnership with White Blaze Productions. Thank Craig and Brandon for all of their hard work on this. We shot it at the Appalachian Theater. Laura Kratt was able to get us in. We worked through social distancing to make sure that we were far enough away from interview subjects that we could get, a good look to the video, but also provide a great backdrop to tell a story. And even the theater itself is a bit of the story there too, right? A place that we're normally used to gathering that we haven't been able to gather. This video hopefully will bring a little bit of that camaraderie and that spirit of gathering around as a community and celebrating those who have helped us so much. So check that out. It'll be on Facebook Live, YouTube Live tonight at 7. Again, that's Thursday night at 7 o'clock. We'll have re-air dates of that on over-the-air television through partnerships with App TV and SkyBest TV. And we'll be announcing those air dates and times on our chamber social media channels. So be on the lookout there. Check out Silver Linings. It is a really fitting tribute to a lot of folks that have worked really hard to make our community continue to go here during this time. So hopefully you will get a chance to see some of those folks maybe out and about and thank them for all they've done to keep us moving. All right, so let's keep it moving. Let's get to Jonathan Allen from Allen Wealth Management. Again, our quarterly check-in on all things financial. Some really good information here. Feel free to rewind and listen again. Take notes. Do whatever you need to do. But Jonathan and his crew always doing a great job of keeping what's next in perspective. And you'll hear a little bit of that in this conversation this week, too. So enjoy.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. As we mentioned before the break, it is time for our quarterly check-in with Jonathan Allen and Allen Wealth Management as we talk all things financial. And boy, there is a lot to talk about as we come down the stretch of the year. So Jonathan, thanks as always for joining us. This is always one of our favorite conversations of the months here on the program.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So I know a lot of folks see this time in the calendar year, and there has been traditionally a move to get moves made, to get investments made, maybe donations made, what have you, to close out a calendar year. But 2020 has been so much unlike any other calendar year. Can we say that the same strategy exists for these next few weeks here in December?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is very well said. 2020 is an odd year for a whole bunch of reasons. And there's a lot of things that we have not experienced for quite some time. And I think the tax planning for this year is exactly the same. I think there's a lot of unknown. And just like we don't exactly know what the future holds, I think that tax planning is very, very cloudy at this point. I know a lot of people have made some kind of prognostications about what to expect. But I think that it's actually a little bit harder to know exactly what to do right now. There are some things that we know for sure. One thing I'll mention is actually a result of the CARES Act is that cash contributions, the limit that you can give away to charity is actually increased from 60% to 100% for cash contributions. That's a really big deal. That's probably one of the most exciting developments in tax planning, if you can say exciting is tax planning. But one of the things that I think is significant is that we're having some conversations with clients and people who want to do good in their community. And this is one really good way that they could do something really good to help support those in need and then also receive a very good tax planning strategy for year end.
Well, and certainly that resonates in a community with as much philanthropic giving as this one has. So hopefully that's something that can benefit some folks as we move down the stretch of 2020 here. One other question that's been very popular, and maybe you can provide some guidance on this as it comes to tax planning. It might not be the exciting question, but it is definitely a question we've heard a lot, is how the stimulus check money that we received back in the spring, summer will impact people's personal tax returns. Can you give a sense to folks that are wondering if that's going to be taxable income or whether that's just a freebie based on the circumstance, what the actual federal guidance is on that?
I wish I could. I wish I could. So this is actually something that's being debated right now in Congress. And there is some confusion around what Congress really meant when they passed the CARES Act. And a big piece of that, a lot of people are PPP loan people. And so the idea is that money taxable? And are the expenses deductible? And that matters. Those questions are really, really big questions, especially for small business owners who may be, you know, thinking that, hey, I took this loan with the idea that was going to be deductible and that not only was it not going to be counted as income, but there's some concern right now that how things were passed is not really what Congress intended. So I will say that there are some discussions in Congress right now about that. And it's going to be really interesting to see. I wish I had more guidance on that, but I'll just say stay tuned, talk with your tax preparer, your tax professional, because I think that there's going to be some really, really big implications for a lot of people.
Jonathan Allen joining us here this morning from Allen Wealth Management on Mind Your Business, talking all things year-end financial related. And, you know, let's stay in the walls of government here for a few minutes and understand that we are still, you know, in the process of really kind of winding down an election cycle and starting to get an understanding of what that election cycle will mean for us financially moving through the next few years, especially. It looks like there is a decent chance that there still will be a divided government amongst the federal level. What does that mean in your estimation from a financial perspective over what we can expect to see in terms of legislation, really the way that these branches will act toward one another and ultimately impact the personal and business finances that we deal with every day?
A lot of people are concerned about a change in the parties, especially at the top and with the president. I'm not so sure that I'm as concerned as some people are. Will there be changes? Certainly, there will be. You can plan that higher earners will see their taxes go up. That is very, very likely. And I think that will happen. President-elect Biden has communicated that over and over, that he is planning on raising taxes on those who can afford it, and that is what he's going to do. Now, what are the implications of that from a business owner perspective and from maybe just kind of a policy perspective? I'll say we don't exactly know. I think that any very one-sided or one-party view of a specific issue is probably going to be tempered somewhat with a divided government. So even though they may put forth something that's very big in terms of some sort of agenda that maybe the Democratic Party has, I think is going to be tempered because it's likely that our, as you mentioned already, our government's going to be divided, and that's probably going to temper any huge bills that get passed. Now, where there'll be things, changes around the edges, I do I think there will be. You will see probably a more of a focus on renewable energy. You'll also see certain segments of the economy that are probably going to benefit a little bit more than others. But that's certainly where we see some changes coming.
Have you heard in your professional circles much about, and it's no secret that no matter how this all shakes out, you know, whether the Senate goes one way or the other, and certainly we've still got to get through the transitional elements, but that stimulus will still be something that is talked about as we get into 2021. Is there any conversation in your circles about what that might look like, given some new players and new positions, and also coming into this period of time where there's some light at the end of the tunnel too, with sure. with a vaccine being deployed as of early this week? You know, there it seems like people are starting to see the wheels turning in motion toward some normalcy, but there's still some mud to get through before you can get to the clear road again.
That's right. I think, based on what I'm seeing and hearing right now, is that stimulus is actually something that both parties want to get done. So I think there is some very real prospects that we'll see a deal get done sometime, potentially before the end of the year. Right now, what's being debated in Congress, and this is, as with everything, this is subject to change. But they most recently have talked about a $900 billion stimulus package. They've broken it out into two parts. So there are both Democrats and Republicans at the table with this. They've broken into two parts. The first part deals with some of the more thornier issues. And then the second seems to be what most people can agree on. I think that there is a collective will for more stimulus. I think they see our country and some of the things that are happening right now. And so I think that you can expect some more stimulus. What President-elect Biden has said is even if they pass something this year, that you can count that there's probably going to be more stimulus coming. And I think that could come in the form of some sort of Green New Deal or something that would go kind of in line with some of the things he promised during his candidacy. So we'll see what happens. I do think we'll see more stimulus. Whether or not that's a good thing for our country kind of overall, in my opinion, is up for debate. But certainly there is a collective will right now for trying to help people who, especially those in the service industry, who are hurting right now. And I think there is a collective will for that.
Always insightful information here from Jonathan Allen. We'll continue this conversation when we come back from this break and get into a few more topics here about year-end finances and what you can be doing and organizing as we come down the close of 2020. We'll be back with more of Mind Your Business after this, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450, WATA and 96.5 FM.
People are what make the High Country special. The legacies of local families, the additions brought by new residents, the way we take care of one another. It's what makes this the best place to live and work in the state. To keep our community safe through the holidays, it's important to remain vigilant. Show your love for your fellow neighbors by wearing your mask, waiting 6 feet, and washing your hands. App Healthcare and the Chambers of Commerce in Ashe, Allegheny, and Watauga counties thank you for showing your love this holiday season.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you always by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson joined by Jonathan Allen this morning from Allen Wealth Management. We talk each quarter about things of financial interest and how they will pertain to you, your business, and your personal finances. One of our staples in this conversation, Jonathan, is always an interest rate check-in. And this is another popular topic as we have moved through 2020, so much conversation about this and how it's impacting people's day-to-day finances. Now, what do you see in your crystal ball in terms of interest rates going into 2021?
I think interest rates are going to stay low. I think that right now they are the lowest they've been in a very, very long time. And the Federal Reserve has indicated that they're going to try to keep interest rates as low as possible. And so I think that you can, for 2021, going into 2021, certainly I think that you're going to continue to see interest rates stay low. One thing that's been a little bit of a change from Federal Reserve policy, so that's the banking system basically, and that's their kind of their policymaking body. They've said that they're going to keep interest rates low for an extended period of time. Now, what that means in kind of regular language is that they're going to kind of let the economy run hot. And the reason is they want to encourage some elements of the economy that have been more disproportionately disadvantaged. So that would be somebody like a service industry, or could be minority groups. What their intention is they want those people who are the most affected to start benefiting. So they're going to leave interest rates lower for longer to try to encourage them to form households and buy homes or help them get a new car purchase or help them buy equipment or whatever it may be. That's the goal of lower interest rates. Again, we'll see what happens, but I think there's some key things in place that may help that happen.
Yeah, that brings up a great point. I was just about to ask you about capital investment. It seems like this is a good time. You know, you see the latest numbers out of the High Country Association of Realtors, over $1 billion of real estate assets sold up here this year, which is an incredible number. And we're not even done yet. There's still one more month to report there. So, with that said, are there times of 2021? Would you encourage people to make those kinds of decisions earlier in the year, or is there enough runway here that you don't have to necessarily jump in with both feet right after the holidays to say, let's get that car, let's buy that house, let's do that thing?
I think there is enough time. I don't think you have to rush into anything. Again, the Federal Reserve has said they're going to leave interest rates, or they're going to try to leave interest rates low. And if you look at most estimations of what that actually means, they're talking about till 2023. 2022, 2023. So I don't think there's a rush to go out and do it. I know a lot of people that I know personally have gone out and tried to refinance things. I know that certainly you just look around. I've talked with realtors in the area, and just as you mentioned, business is booming. So there are some elements of our economy, especially here in the High Country, that are hurting, maybe more service oriented and restaurants. But there's also segments of our economy that are doing very well, very, very well, home builders and realtors and others. So when you start looking around again, we've talked about this K-shaped recovery over time, where some people are doing really well and some people are not doing really well. The goal for the Federal Reserve in 2021 is that they're going to try to broaden the recovery. And I think the COVID vaccine coming out this week, I think, is going to make a major, major impact. Again, not that it's over, but as people have rightly said, I believe it's the start of the end, beginning of the end. And so I think this is a starting point. I think that things will continue to get better, albeit maybe not in a straight line.
Now go pat your favorite closing attorney on the back. They've been working hard these last few months, especially. We continue on with Jonathan Allen this morning from Allen Wealth Management on Mind Your Business. We'll go back into the federal mix again for a moment. And one of the more significant developments of President-elect Biden's naming of cabinet positions and top advisory positions was Janet Yellen's role in where she'll be placed in the federal government. And having somebody with that experience to pair with conversations with the Fed seems like an excellent opportunity to have some real synergy at the top of the economic scope of President-elect Biden's group of officials. Do you agree that that's got a chance to maybe have some different impact than we've seen out of those roles before?
I do. I think it definitely can make a big impact. So as our current Treasury Secretary is Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, again, somebody who's skilled and certainly has a great career in finance. Janet Yellen continues that tradition. So a little bit different administration, obviously, and different take. But one of the reasons I say that is Janet Yellen is actually a Federal Reserve, former Federal Reserve chair. So she actually sat in the same chair that Jerome Powell, the current Federal Reserve chair, did. That's important. And the reason it's important is because Jerome Powell will be dealing with monetary policy, which is very, very important to our economy. That deals with interest rates and how well capitalized our banking system is. But then Janet Yellen is going to be responsible for what we call fiscal policy. And fiscal policy is our government spending money. So that's going to be programs. And these kind of policies tend to work best when they work together. And so I think that one of the really good things about Janet Yellen as a Treasury Secretary is that she is familiar and understands some of the challenges that are associated with monetary policy. So not that Mnuchin didn't, but I just think her insight will bring some good things. I think there's a lot of potential there. I think the concern by some market participants and some people in the economy is if Janet Yellen comes in, will they allow her basically to really try to stimulate growth in the economy? You can't do that if you're also raising taxes. Because those are two counterintuitive goals. So one of the things that I think will probably happen in 2021, will taxes go up over the next couple of years? Yes, I believe they will. But will it be in 2021? I don't think so. And the reason is because you're going to continue to see my hunch, you're going to continue to see people try to work on getting the economy jump-started again. And you can't do that if you're raising taxes on one group. So I think that that's going to be one of the reasons that would be counterproductive to what the current incoming administration is going to do.
You know, we've had so much economic focus this year, and we have looked in one area. We talk stimulus, and we see businesses, some doing well, some doing poorly, based on the pandemic response, if you will. We've also seen a stock market that has been very hard to predict because it hasn't been tied necessarily directly to any of these individual actions. Is that more the trend that we're going to see in 2021, or do people, and we know there are a lot of these folks up here that have their long-term investments tied into the stock market, can they breathe a little bit more of a sigh of relief and saying, we may see some stabilization? What's your prediction there?
Yeah, I think we will see stabilization. I think the economic recovery of our economy has been relatively concentrated. And what I mean by that is certain companies have done really well. So all of us are probably at home a lot more than we used to be. We may be on Amazon a lot more. We may be buying things. And so that's going to disproportionately favor certain companies, Amazon, FedEx, delivery companies, whatever. And so those are some areas that have benefited. As the economy starts to reopen, we think you're going to see the economic expansion broaden. And that means that other companies maybe who've been left behind are going to start to benefit. Like who? Well, maybe financial companies or maybe energy companies. Those are trends that we see as the economy starts to open up. You'll see more cyclical names, so people that tend to do well as the economy really starts to open up. We think you'll start to see them do well. So we think that just broadly speaking, we think that the economic expansion is going to continue, but it's going to be more broad. And so that's kind of where we see, again, it's kind of the tale of two economies here. Some parts of the economy have done really well right now. It's not saying that they can't continue to do well, but we think that other areas of the economy are going to start to catch up.
Jonathan, we always appreciate your insight. Look forward to this conversation each quarter. And we wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas, a great start to 2021. And I know we'll be circling the wagons again soon to have this talk early 2021. So thanks again for your time today.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas.
All right. Jonathan Allen from Allen Wealth Management joining us here on the program. That'll do it for another installment of Mind Your Business. We're back with you again, same time, same place next week. You're on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.